La jugada está caliente.
La vida es un carnaval
y hay que saberla llevar. Oye, esto está más apretado que un tamal. Como dice mi moriente, allá.
This is KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Freedom, we shall not be.
The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss.
Everyone's saying there's more than this.
Everyone wants to follow their own bliss.
Talking about one love, one blood, one light in everyone. One light, give each other.
On the Expansion Zone, we examine life and our quest to understand who and what we are and of the vastness of human potentials. We explore the making of our world from quantum physics to parapsychology, health, sociology, and philosophy, along with practical living. You are reminded of the possibilities in creating personal change. So for an hour, we'll stimulate and expand the mind. Well, welcome once again to another edition of The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. I am, of course, Sonia Barrett. And as always, happy Monday. And of course, I thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are, in your cars, in your office. I know sometimes that's what people are doing. They're sneaking and playing, getting on the computer and tuning in. I don't care how you listen. Just listen. Just tune in. Well, you know, I want to thank you also for all of your support during the fund drive. And the station thanks you, and I thank you, of course, for always being there. It really allows us to continue to present so many wonderful guests and so much wonderful information that we've been sharing with you. Well, today, I've got an interesting topic. Of course, I always have an interesting topic with an interesting guest. But today's topic is going to be really about, can you change your body with your mind? And of course, my guest today is Patricia Bish, author of Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach. And she is actually here in the studio with me. So before we do that, I wanted to read a little quote. And I also wanted to throw in that I went to the Sequoias a couple of weeks ago. And man, I tell you, there is nothing like nature. And if you've just been hanging around the city all the time and in your house, in a building all day long, I am telling you that you owe it to yourself to get yourself out into some nature, because it is free. It is so incredibly healing. It helps you solve problems. And if you say, well, you can't afford it, go camping. We camped for a couple of days and, of course, stayed somewhere too. But the camping experience is very awesome. So I wanted to throw that in because I want to encourage you, if you're sitting at your desk right now and thinking, man, I could really get away, or I'm feeling a little stressed, that's an option. So, all right, so we're going to be talking about freedom from food in a way that maybe you've never heard of before. So here's a quote from Patricia's book. The Freedom from Food program delivers a revolutionary perspective and an unprecedented process for returning your body to its perfect proportion without dieting. This radical technology works with your consciousness to change the way food affects your body. The outcome is that you will be able to eat whatever you want, eat as much as you want, and never gain weight. Yes, you heard me. So, all right. So before I bring Patricia in, now I need to read you a little bit of her bio. Freedom from Food presents, as I said, a revolutionary program designed by Patricia Bish, who discovered the secret to regaining her power over food without deprivation, built on the solid foundation of quantum physics, which substantiates how the mind affects the body. It provides practical applications of principles that guide you to making your consciousness strong enough to transform your body. Patricia Bish, MAMFT, she lived the painful life of an overeater from her teen years to well into her early adulthood. Then over 30 years ago, she discovered the secret to regaining her power over food, not through deprivation, but as a way to enjoy eating and to lose weight anyway. So Patricia Bish also maintains a private practice in psychotherapy, specializing in EMDR therapy. And she also lectures and conducts media appearances and leads classes and workshops. And of course, her website is freedomfromfood.com. And of course, she's going to elaborate on all of this because I know you want to know more about her. Patricia Bish, welcome to the Expansion Zone.
Well, it's great to be here expanding with you in the Expansion Zone because we've known each other for a long time. And I know that your consciousness expands beyond the constructs of our belief systems in so many ways. So I'm happy to be here and happy to talk how we can do that with food and weight.
Yes. And anyway, this formula, what's wonderful about this is this formula, what we're going to be talking about today, it's what you need to apply to all areas of life. And this is what's so wonderful. So I think I would like Patricia to give us some insight into where she started with all of this, because she's a real person. she's like the rest of us. So how did she actually do this, and what drove her into being driven to do this?
Yeah, thank you. I was thinking this morning about what I wanted to share and going back. And I realized when I was in my 20s, I was a very unhappy camper. And I had been through the wounds of childhood. I felt my own deficiencies, my own not enoughs, whether it was not being pretty enough, smart enough, intelligent enough, charismatic enough, all the not enoughs and shames we all feel. Deficient, flawed, not valuable. I hope I've touched people listening someplace, because I know that the wounds is where we all unite and began this process. And I was very unhappy, and I was asking myself, I was asking myself questions, and I think that curiosity and asking yourself questions is a very important thing. And my questions were things like, how do I get out of this almost felt like jail of food, where I was binging, dieting, you know, how do I find happiness? How do I get out of these traps and self-concepts of bad feelings about myself and wounds? So those were some of the questions that led me then, and I realize led me now, to wanting to find a consciousness, wanting to find a way of thinking that was outside of our wounds, the mental constructs I had of myself for my wounds, that not feeling valuable enough. Matter of fact, me even speaking on this show, you know, speaking what I believed in was not applauded when I was growing up. There were a lot of constructs that said, you know, you can't shine, you can't speak your truth. You know, in a way, I was punished for speaking my truth in some ways. So I'm sure you can all relate. And so there was the wounded self-concepts, and then there were the constructs that were all around me and all around everyone, belief systems about food, which is, you know, you better not, you know, whether it was what diet are you on, how you better deprive yourself, how you better exercise, how you better take, you know, Dexedrine. I mean, that was big when I was young. You better take a pill. You better get on a certain diet, you know. So all these things were belief systems about how the outside world and the matter world functioned and what I better do if I wanted to lose weight. So I was just an innocent 20-year-old, even in high school, going, okay, I'm just going to get on the next diet, which I did, which never cured me of anything. And then I guess I started Overeaters Anonymous. And I have to say that was beneficial in the way, not that I ever healed there, but at least it started tuning me into a higher self, a higher consciousness. So I had studied 8 years. I'm going to speed up or I'll be all day on my past. And, you know, the past is filled with old images that no longer are here for me. But I asked myself and I asked the different teacher I was with, how do I break this binging, dieting syndrome I'm in? I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm a junk food junkie. I truly was. I was a liquor store junk food junkie. If any of you explored a liquor store, you know the cakes, candies, ice creams, and chips that are all available to everyone.
Along with the alcohol, right?
Right, along with that. That one wasn't as big for me. Give me a good old candy bar and chips. But what happened was he was teaching in his class something, and I realized that What I think carried me through, because I've asked myself, why did I tune into a different consciousness and why was I able to hold on to it? And I want to attribute Einstein, not that I would ever say I understand Einstein from the back to the front of his covers in his books, but what he talked about was that the world was an energy world that was slowed down to assume the appearance of mass, but in actuality, it was really fluctuating energy. And I had a huge aha experience, even though he was just talking about it. He didn't understand food at all, or weight problems. But all of a sudden, my mind went, whoa. If this is a fluctuating world of energy and food, this food I'd been afraid of all my life was really fluctuating and moving. And he was saying that I could move things with my mind, with my thinking, that it affected these food. It affected food. It affected my body. It affected my life. And I decided to take it on, and I said, okay, I'm miserable. Things can only look up.
Time to test this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do what he said. He said, you know, I want you to get on the scale. I want you to eat whatever you want. And I want you to show yourself that outside of these constructs of what you think food will do to you, and outside, he said, I want you to stop exercising. I want you to eat whatever you want at whatever times you want. Now, I want you to know, I'm not telling people who are listening to me to go do that. Don't do something against what your doctors have recommended to you. But
this was your experience. This was the journey you took yourself on.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I did. And, you know, that is a huge surrender, a huge let go into trusting an unknown place that I, in my later years, because I've been asking the question about consciousness all my life, I realized that outside of our ordinary thinking, outside of the box we live in, filled with deficiency and mental concepts of what we should do and shouldn't do with food, there is a river, I'll call it a river of intelligence, that was Deepak Chopra, or an energy world that Einstein talked about, or spiritual teachers who all talk about, you know, outside the world of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field, I'll meet you there, that was Rumi. They talk about awareness. They talk about
subatomic particles and the quantum field and
all of that. Well, so when I said, it was like on your mark, get set, okay, I'm going to jump. Okay, I'm going to let go and I'm going to trust this divine flow, this consciousness that lives outside of all the things I'd been taught in
outside
food.
Of the programs.
Thank you. Outside of the programs, I said, okay, I'm taking a deep breath. I'm going to trust that there is something, a flow that is bigger than this, that has to do with healing, that my body will want to heal itself, that has to do with an intelligence, a consciousness that exists beyond, outside of these boxes that our mind and people have told us we need to live in. And so I jumped, and I jumped for 2 weeks, and I was at my top weight, and I ate everything. I did what my teacher told me. I was just a good student. And I read a meditation that wasn't earth-shattering or groundbreaking, because the truth is actually quite simple. But staying out of the zone of self-deficiency and beliefs that hold us hostage, I stayed out for 2 weeks. And when I got back on the scale, I realized I hadn't gained any weight, and it blew my mind. Not that I want people to go out and eat ice cream, cakes, candies from the liquor store, but I did in whatever amounts I ate. And I saw that my consciousness had everything to do with what was happening in my body for me. And this blew my mind. And I proceeded to lose weight the same way. I never let go, though. And this is where I want to talk to people and deal with it. Because it was so miraculous to me, I had been jailed in diets, that the fact that I could hold on and trust and surrender to this consciousness outside myself, and that it actually changed how my body processed food, was so astounding to me. I can tell you intellectually I understood it, but to trust it, to really stay there, you know, stay focused and attuned outside of these belief systems, is a real journey for people. They want to go back. They have to get into a bathing suit in 3 weeks. You know, they've looked in the mirror and now they think, oh my God, I'm gaining weight. And there's so many things that pull us back. So I'm going to stop talking, because this is where I want to take off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and of course, you know, I'm just going to say it in the audience. Yes, I'm very familiar. I tried to do this several years ago and I did not break free. And so here I am again, back on it. You know, it's been a couple of months, probably a little bit more than that. And I have to tell you, like I've expressed to Patricia, is that this time I did jump, and it was different. I jumped and I let go. And it is this space, this place that you come to, of understanding. First of all, you have to understand everything that Patricia just said and more. The foundation, the core that got you through this was that realization you expressed with Einstein and what he had said, that realization that at the quantum level, everything really is the same. It, we say that all the time. It's all made up of energy. But then we go into a contradiction, right? Because when it takes that mass form, that's all we can see is mass to mass. And so this is the beauty of this. It's not just doing it, but is being able to have this core understanding underneath you. And you've written this book that is incredible. It is an incredible piece of work.
Thank you.
That really you apply to anything in your life. So with saying that, now you wanted to kind of launch off from there in talking about what happens when somebody decides, okay, well, I'm going to do this. I want to jump. How do they avoid this going back and forth? And then we also want to talk about how you break it down in the book so that someone can actually be guided, because that's what you do. And if you follow it, and if you're really committed, that's what it requires. If you're really committed, you're on it. You're, as I always say, you're in it to win it. So, and that's where I'm at. I'm in it to win it. So, all right. So tell us about that.
I just want to say, when Sonia says she's in it to win it, you cannot shake this woman. When she changes her consciousness, and she has done it in many, many different arenas, she, you aren't going to take her off her mark. So she has committed. So I'm really happy with the question, because what I realize is I would say I have a huge percentage of people who can eat whatever they want. I mean, I'm close to, I'm going to just even say 99%, 95% who do the 2-week healing that I write about in this book. And they prove to themselves that they can eat whatever they want and not gain weight or lose weight.
On that note, I forgot to throw in that when I did start back this time, I did, now again, we're not telling you to do this, but because I've, my background and because of the fact that I had committed, I did have tiramisu like every day for like 4 or 5 days. I called Patricia and I did eat, and I just allowed myself to eat anything. And I did weigh before, and I don't usually get on the scale, but I did weigh. And then 2 weeks later, I weighed again, and I had not gained anything. I had not gained any weight. I have to honestly say that I didn't gain any weight. And I did eat bread, things that I'm, normally I'm like, the bread, I'll eat it, but oh, I'm going to eat.
But not butter, whatever you do.
Yeah, and I ate butter. I ate just you name it. I ate it. But I didn't eat it from the standpoint of coming at everything I was eating like, oh, my God, I know this is what's going to happen. And so you're going to explain that, because that's how people come to the table with disclaimers on everything we're going to eat. We have a disclaimer right before we eat it. And the mind just takes it and goes, oh, so this is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I love that. And I also want to do a caveat again. I am not in the business of wanting everyone to go out and eat tiramisu and all these things. But I am committed to helping people break the cycle of the fear of food and the deprivational mode. So when they see in this 2 weeks that, wait a minute, I didn't gain weight from this food, they can begin to go back to, I call it advanced eating, where they can begin to say, all right, does this make me feel good? Do I feel good eating this? Do I have energy? A few days ago, I was talking to my friend and I said, I just polished off a half of a box of chocolate covered almonds. Now, I paid for that the next day. So I don't do that often, but they know they're listening, who they are. And I just laughed and I went, okay, I know that does not make me feel good. That really zaps my energy. I promise you today.
It wasn't weight.
Last night.
But it was something else.
Yeah, it was energy. Mm-hmm. For me, sugar, I don't know about all of you, but for me, sugar makes me tired. Mm-hmm. And it zaps my energy and it takes my clear-mindedness away. So I don't want to do that regularly. And I think it's important then to go, oh, well, okay, we did that. We're not perfect, you know, and to move on. Because what can happen is it's like a tar pit. And all these old belief systems about food and about our wounds can just grab you. It's like a tar pit. And then they want to hold your attention and your focus. And I'm still learning about focus and attention. I want to thank Sri Gary Olson. Makes me cry. He's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. And, you know, we keep finding, hopefully, teachers of consciousness that help us.
With your focus, yeah.
Us with our focus to stay out of the old paradigms, the old engrams about ourselves, the old dead images. This is something that must be done every day in my experience. Even though I'm free from food, I've got my next challenges that I need to stay out of. So if you're not someone who wants to build a practice, where you tap into this divine flow that's outside a divine consciousness, divine flow, the river of creative intelligence, I'll call it, that is outside the box of what we've been talking. If you don't want to surrender and really take on that consciousness, then don't begin.
It's true. This is not for you. And you use the word focus. Because it is that focus that has gotten us into where we are right now, and it's that focus that will get us beyond where we are right now. I won't say out of, because then it's not good or bad. It's just moving beyond, you know, our situations or where we are right now. Okay. And the focus is what the brain looks for, these patterns. You know, focus, you know, brings these patterns, repeated patterns, these programs. So, yeah, now...
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say that looping, those patterns that we cannot escape from, that's what happened to me. I was just, and we all are. We all are trapped in these patterns of thinking that bring us back to the same conclusion. And it's
over
always
over and over
that we are wounded. You never have to guess about the conclusion, because the conclusion's always the same. It's that you aren't good enough. That you're not valuable enough, all of these. So this is where we have to make a concerted effort to move out of those identities, enneagrams, pockets of energies and belief systems, and so we can enter a flow where all possibilities are open to us. In this divine kind of flow and consciousness, all possibilities are there, and things don't work like they do. That's how I believe I lost the weight. I tapped into this consciousness that was outside of those belief systems, and I held on.
That's the trick. You held on. As they say, come hell or high water, you held on. Because, you know, as Patricia says, she said, I've done this with other things. And I'm known for, you know, being able to do that with other things. But the food thing was definitely one of the tougher things, because it requires that same kind of commitment. No matter what things look like, no matter how things appear, you're staying the course. And that is the commitment. And this is why it doesn't necessarily happen in, you know, 3 weeks or a month. You have to be on it. So, Patricia, can you talk about some of the things that that may occur? Because we were talking about that right before we did the show. Things where people are on it and say the 2 weeks, okay, you notice that you didn't gain any weight, but now the journey has begun. So now your mind is going to start playing games with you.
Exactly. Yeah, thank you. You know, I have a dear friend, Robert Strock, I want to say, who just wrote a book called Healing, Your Healing Awareness. And he talks about being gentle with yourself. I have in my CD set, there's a place for the inner child. And it's so important because what happens is our wounds come up. When we try and break away from an old pattern of thinking, the wounds that have kept us alive and circulating around our old belief systems, and many people have had abuse, sexual abuse, they've had all kinds of things happen to them. I have an interview I'm going to put up with a friend who talked about that. So she's afraid of being beautiful because she got raped. Mm-hmm. And she was sexually abused when she was younger, and that's very common. But so people don't want to be beautiful. They're afraid to lose weight. So these wounds, these psychological wounds, have to be dealt with as much as the old beliefs about food. Sometimes you really need to go in, probably lifelong we have to. I mean, I have my own wounds that I have had to bring loving, healing awareness to when they arise. And that is part of the journey. For some reason, maybe I had done enough therapeutic work on myself or whatever it was, because I had been in therapy, I had been in OA, I had been dealing with my dear friend Robert Strock, who was helping me with the psychological issues, and I'd been in metaphysical studies in my 20s. So when I healed myself, for some reason, that aha experience of that flow outside of these belief systems, I never went back. But what in my dealing with people, that is very common. I would say 90 to 95% of people have to maintain these psychological wounds that come up to grab them, or the beliefs about food that are everywhere you listen.
It's a collective, what should I call it, programs and protocols.
Exactly.
For body and dieting and exactly. Food. And so that's just collective.
And exercise. And I don't want to throw them all out and mm-hmm. say, you know, this is a worthless. It isn't. They all have value. It's just not the place that I healed from. And so I'm talking about a place that's outside of them that everyone has inside of themselves. But the thing that brings people out of this is they get caught in, like I said, I need to get in that bathing suit by next month. And so they have this timetable on what they look like on the outside. So they want to stop the work on the inside. And of course, all the healing takes place as you firm up your practice inside and you change your belief systems. And every time those beliefs that want to make you feel like you're not good enough or whatever it is, in whatever way it is, or devalue you, that you learn to exist outside of it. So that learning isn't overnight. I'm still learning. I can be snagged, not about food. I've got that one, you know. But in life, I get snagged, you know, where I can go, just even like coming on the show today, I'm not supposed to speak my truth. Oh, my God, do not speak your truth. You will be severely
I know. And punished. See, it's so funny. And I have the complete opposite. I don't care what people think. So, yeah, so I'm just completely fine. But it wasn't always that way. But I think we need to take a station break. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
The broadcast.
Experts have said that the case has little chance of success at the Supreme Court, much like the numerous other GOP election lawsuits that are pending in battleground states. But then again, those experts, they are just guessing. they are hoping.
With your host, Brad Friedman, and producer, Desi Doyen.
There's enough going on right now. There are enough X factors still remaining that that's one I'd rather not contemplate.
Correct. You are, as usual, correct, Desi Doyen.
Tune in to the Bradcast every Monday at 3 p.m. right here on KPFK.
Of course, you're listening to The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. That would be me. And, of course, we're coming to you from KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California. And we're also streaming live at kpfk.org. Of course, my guest today is Patricia Bish, and we're speaking about her book, Freedom from Food, A Quantum Weight Loss Approach. And it is cutting edge. It is phenomenal.
The website gives you a lot of information, and there's some videos. So if you're in the process, and I'm going to be putting up more videos and audios, but if you're in the process of Freedom from Food and want some help or a consultation, please go to the website. It's freedomfromfood.com, and so you can receive some help there.
Additional assistance.
Yes, additional assistance. So the process. The process, to me, has several parts to it. The first part is to understand we're all the same. Mm-hmm. We all got to this difficulty because we had some wound, and you'll see that in my story. And then I begin by talking about the miraculousness of the body, because I think it's very important to realize the healing aspects of this body system, how we were set up from the very beginning when we were born, that with a current that heals. So if we get a cut, if we get a scrape, whatever happens, if we get a disease, our body will 24/7 will send a healing current to the wound to heal it. So it's important to realize, to me, it was that the body was my friend, and that it was actually trying. It knew I didn't need extra weight, and it was trying to heal me, and that I could trust it. So trying to develop a relationship with this is the first part. Like, oh, okay, my body's not against me. My body's actually for me. And so that's trust number one.
Mm-hmm. And then so you basically assist the person in dealing with the emotional aspects of it, coming to that part. And then you take them into the, you gradually take them into that process. So you don't just jump in immediately and, dive in. You give them a foundation, and you work your way through to the point where you're ready to actually start the process of the freedom from food.
Yes, and it's very important. Mm-hmm. So because when you take a jump into a different consciousness, you have to be prepared. I wouldn't tell you to jump out of a plane unless you knew exactly how to pull the, the chute and what to do, that you had all the details of how to jump. And I wouldn't tell you to do freedom from food without realizing your mind's going to give you a lot
of objections. we want to talk about the objections, but I want to make sure that I just open up the phone lines for people to go ahead and call and give their information to our wonderful board op, Gary. So you can call now. It's only two books, only two people, because she's giving the book and, the CD. What is the CD? What does that contain?
So the CD has two CDs within it, and one is a subliminal CD, so that everything you're hearing, you can just listen to music and still receive all the concepts, because it's at a very low level that you won't hear it, but they're going in. And what is going in to your consciousness is the one that does have the speaking on it. So there's two CDs, and One of them has the concepts of freedom from food and then affirmations and then, very important, how to deal with your inner child, their guided visualizations.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. So two lucky people out there are going to receive this. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. And whoever those lucky people are that get through and get these two, I'm telling you that you're in for a treat. And for other folks, I would suggest, please go to her website, you know, get the book, whether it be from the site, I think, or Amazon or wherever. But this, it's not just about food. And I should mention people who are talking about not being able to gain weight. So we've got that. But it's all still these concepts. I mean, in a way, it's all still some of these things. Because I've heard people just in the last couple of weeks, we're eating, we want to put some weight on, but we can't put some weight on. So you get that opposite too. But either way, the point is that the mind is an incredible, incredible thing. And while one may want that, the other person is wishing that they had a little bit more of being able to gain weight. So it's real interesting. But get the book.
So after I talk about, you know, the trusting the body's healing properties, the next thing I talk about is the strength of the mind. And Greg Braden, many other people have talked about how the participant, somebody just walking into a room, changes the energy of the room, and how our mind changes the cells of our body just by what we think. So we are affecting the cells of our body all the time. And I'm seeing that you have some callers. Do you want to stop for that?
Oh, no, that's fine. We've got that covered.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, so they're lighting up. Everybody wants to be those two people.
Yes. So anyway, I saw that the scientists have proven how much you participate in moving the cells of your body. I remember Greg Braden talked about people healing their body, and these monks that were praying on this woman who was very sick, and how it changed the cells of her body after their prayer. So don't think that your intentional thinking, this consciousness that does exist. I like the words, the river of creative intelligence, consciousness. Get curious about it, because it's outside of your belief systems. And that curiosity, how does it work? What is it? Can I trust it? Should I surrender to it? These are very good questions. My son is starting to ask me about consciousness. He's just brilliant.
Oh, wonderful.
And he's in those stages of saying, well, what is this consciousness? And by the way, what have you been doing all your life, you know? What is this consciousness?
He's just suddenly going, ding.
Ding.
Yeah.
And it's caused me to go back and go, yeah, what is that I was so curious about in the unseen world, the world of energy or the world of consciousness? I wanted to know how it worked. And I present that to you to take on a curiosity about what the world outside of our belief systems, this vast flow of creative energy, how it works, the possibilities it opens up, so that you too can maybe let go into a place that has a different, what would you call it, a different outcome.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's magical. I think it's magical.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the idea that, again, the contradictions, when we say all that exists are possibilities, we limit those possibilities. We limit those possibilities to the prescribed version of reality, the prescribed beliefs. And even in listening to commercials, you know, about belly fat and you know, your face, and just different things. And when you start really getting into freedom from food, I think that if you get into it really, really deeply, you really absorbing and getting the core of what Patricia is saying, the scientific aspect of it, you start to hear something else. You start to hear how you're triggered when those commercials come on, and immediately we start evaluating ourselves. We have too much or not enough here. We've got this over here. And so there's that loop. So you get caught in this loop.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that loop. And it is a loop. And in the book, I take people out of their body-centered consciousness because they're so trained to look on the scale and look at their body that it's much like planting a seed. They keep picking up the seed and they don't let this new consciousness have time to germinate and grow. And it, because every time you look down and you go, well, is the body fat gone? Can I trust this new consciousness? I don't know. It looks, you know, and I realized I didn't have a very good idea of what I looked like and how my body was changing. I really didn't know when I had lost weight. And everyone I talk to who has lost weight honestly does not know that they have. So this place of letting go that we know exactly, people go, well, I just feel into my body, and I go, well, stop feeling into it, you know, or stop looking, stop looking in the mirror so much. Stop, give away the scale. Let this other place, once you understand it, and I first say understand it, and once again, don't go against anything your doctor has told you. There's plenty to do inside the realms of what they tell you. But you can begin to get your toes wet and see, gee, what happens if I let go?
Yeah, it's that focus thing again that you're talking about, because when what you just said about looking in the mirror and you're like, oh, and are you looking at your body and this is still not gone? That in itself is a focus. That is the observer effect. I mean, either way, which is what we're saying, this is the science here. So the question is, what is the focus? You know, what is your focus? And the focus is a lot of deficiencies about ourselves, about particularly our bodies. And it just goes on and on and on. And what you're saying is we're actually creating new habits. It's a new pattern. It's new habits.
Yes, I'm working with people. And the teacher I have also is quite helpful in this, but I did this before I ever had this teacher. But I think it's very good, like all the anonymous programs teach you and whoever you decide to study with. But my focus that I wrote about is keeping your attention and focus more at your third eye. So you in your upper chakras, your upper power centers, so that you are not going down and checking all the time. That is a practice, because all of the things in your everyday world want to bring your attention down to your body, how it's doing, down to your feeling center, which is your stomach center, to say, how am I feeling? You know, how am I feeling? How am I thinking? And truly, the masters are now teaching us, and they have been actually, it just takes time to get there, that we are not our emotions, and that we aren't even all of our mental constructs, that we exist. There is a current outside of all of these that we can tap into. So we have to grab and take our attention daily that wants to go into really focusing on how our body's doing. That's what we've been taught to do. And is this diet working? And
it's survival.
Survive, exactly. We've learned to just survive in this loop. And so getting out of the loop,
That's the real trick.
That's the trick.
You have to get tired. I think you, and I never had a weight problem per se. But what I also came to realize is that I had a very controlled system. And I didn't know But I was living in, oh, no, I can't eat that. Oh, no, I don't eat that. So I was controlling it because I like to remain at a certain weight. And I was controlling it for years. But since it was my normal, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't start really recognizing this. Actually, until I started doing Freedom from Food, I realized that I lived under a controlled diet, like a controlled way of keeping my body. But now I needed to step beyond that and just let my body do what it naturally knows how to do. And that's the trust. We're not taught to trust our this body system at all. And this is why, again, which is why I love your work. And this is for only for people who really want to jump, who really are you know what? I'm ready for this next level of freedom. And that's where I am. I'm ready for this next level of freedom because that other thing, I've done it enough times and it's tiring. And I just, it loops you back.
It does.
If you don't do what you normally do, then you go right back. Oh, I lost some weight. Then if you don't maintain a certain thing, then you go right back again.
That's right. And so I think support is very important, whether you form a group yourself. I actually set up the book so people could form a group themselves. And you could, you know, you can always have me come in for a whammy of support. But I set the book up so groups would form themselves and take this on, because the monkey mind just does pull you back into, whether it's the psychological systems or it's, wait a minute, that woman over there, she lost 40 pounds on.
Or it's not happening fast enough.
It's not, yes, on that diet or this diet. And then you just go, okay, well, forget
this
freedom
taking
from
too,
food.
Yeah.
Too long.
Taking
long.
Too long.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're not prepared to do some psychological work and to let go of the belief systems out there, then I would say don't even try it.
Yeah.
Because this is...
Or you can try it, but, you know, I mean, because I did.
That's right.
Right, I did, and I thought I was, you know, I thought I was there. I was doing it, but then I looked back and I realized I wasn't, because my mind, I had a lot of processing in my mind of some of the things that you mentioned, which is a lot of observation of my body. It's, you know, it's not that right yet. It's taken a while. Am I gaining weight? I mean, a lot of that focus. But also in your book, you have a quote from Deepak Chopra. I'm not going to read that quote, but that whole quote, because it's a fairly long quote. But again, he's reminding you that the body is constantly changing. You know, you're made up of subatomic particles, and you're always changing. It's never the same. A second ago, it's always a new body being formed. But then it's the same information that keeps looping into that body.
That's right. It's so great. I loved that quote because it talks about this river of intelligence or consciousness, and that the body is constantly changing. And that's why I teach trusting your body first, because if you allow your body to do what it naturally does, it will take in food and release what it's not supposed to. It will try and heal. It will heal any way it can. That's why we have white corpuscles. That's why we have a whole healing system, a whole elimination system. We have our hair, our body, our skin. It's always trying to heal us if we allow it to do so. So that trust, that relationship is extremely important, so that when you let go and jump off into this consciousness, you have something that you can trust. You can trust, oh, wait, the river I'm flowing into is a healing river. And it's a fluctuating river, but it's fluctuating by optimizing itself into a healing rhythm.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about. And I love these conversations because, you know, we've been taught to be so external. You know, everything is outside of us. Everything is outside of us. And so it makes it hard to want to trust your body, because your body, we don't give it enough time to work its way back. So before it can work its way back, then we jump in and we do something else. And I know, because I've done that. It's like, oh, this is happening. Oh, I better fix it.
That's right.
And so you just set yourself up. Now, before we do run out of time, do let us know once again. You do coaching, you do consultation. So if somebody wants to do this and they can't, you know, they don't want to do it on their own, just fine. You get them started. So
if you go to patriciabish.com or freedomfromfood.com, you'll find my website. And on there, it has a place to sign up for consultations. And you can write or sign up for a consultation. And I'm happy to do that with you, or if you have a group, I'm happy to do that with the group to help you know that, to help you stay on track.
Yeah. And sometimes that is absolutely necessary to have that kind of support. But I think the first thing that people need to do, obviously, is get the book, because you won't know what you're challenged with. You know, so you get the book and you start on your own. And I know people that are doing this, friends that are doing it, folks that follow my work and my workshops, they're on it. They're doing the same thing too. And some that have tried it a few years back, and then they're back trying it again. And sometimes it's just timing. You weren't ready, but somehow I do believe that moment of attempting to do it sort of prepared you somehow to come at it again.
I agree, you know, because you see, no matter when you do it, at least what you come away with at the very least is, I can jump out of this system and I didn't gain weight and I have that power. I may not know how to hold on to it, but I know
it's
that
possible.
I did it. It's possible. So yeah. That possibility is going to stay with you. Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Yeah. What else can I say? Yes. I think we're close to time, and I don't want to get into a bigger conversation. We could actually do 2 hours of talking about this, but I'm hearing that we're pretty much there. Any last couple of words you want to throw out? Because we have just a few seconds. Anything else you want to throw out?
Just that we're more powerful than we think, and to trust there is a consciousness outside of this war zone that you've probably been living in, where you're more powerful, more valuable, where your light shines so brightly. It makes
you emotional.
It does. It makes me cry. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all so much brighter and lighter and more wonderful than we ever thought. And not give up. Don't give up. You know, keep asking that question. And the opening, the map of how to get outside of, you know, this food problem will open to you. The consciousness will open to you.
Thank you so much for that, Patricia. Yes, we are at war all the time with our bodies. That is true. Well, I thank you so much, Patricia Bish, and I thank you to our listening audience and to our engineer, Gary Baca. And, of course, to find out more about my work, do visit TheRealSoniaBarrett.com, and to also listen to the archive, listen to this show again, TheExpansionZone.com. And as always, I like to remind you to live life to its fullest and question everything. Until next time, see you then.
There are so many ways to support the programs you love on KPFK. Monthly gifts, vehicle donations, and now real estate donations. Maybe it's a cabin you never visit, a lot you're not using, or a house that's more work than it's worth. These kinds of gifts can do more than clear your plate. They can power the public radio you depend on. Your property donation may offer you tax advantages while helping fund the stories and voices you count on every day. Learn more about giving land or real estate to KPFK at kpfk.org/real estate or call 1-844-277-4663.
Hello, I'm Ian Masters, the host of Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org and heard on KPFK Mondays through Thursdays at 5 p.m. and on Sundays at 11 a.m. Background Briefing looks into three or four of the important stories and issues of the day to provide an in-depth daily briefing with context, history, and insight from the best-informed guests closest to the scene, who offer analysis and details often overlooked by the soundbite-driven media more and more controlled by Trump-friendly oligarchs. So if you